Meta Raislan, hey guys, there's a lot of contradictory reporting on the rescue operation. What do you think really happened? Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about the rescue of that pilot, which, by the way, I love the fact that, like, okay, so we're fighting a war that we shouldn't be fighting, and we're getting our economic asses handed to us, but somehow it's a huge victory that we lost a very expensive plane and a bunch of helicopters and another plane, apparently. Yeah, the contradictory. So let's go through the contradictions. One is that there that was it two planes that were down one after another, or was it one?
Was a Warthog. The other one was an F-15 Eagle, I believe.
Yeah,
I mean, the story makes no sense. Let's be honest, right? This puts you in mind of you know, the Gilligan, the skipper. Got on the SS Minnow and went and blew up Nord Stream pipeline. And everybody's like, yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of like that. The story makes no sense. I mean, they're saying that Iran shot down a plane. Oh, I'm sorry. A plane went down, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. That the pilot lived, apparently.
Right.
Ragged himself like 1,000 miles or thousands of miles or something to that effect, or hundreds of miles.
While injured.
100 miles, okay, while injured, by the way, in hostile territory. The U.S. sent, what was it? It was two Blackhawks or something like that?
Two Blackhawks, yes.
According to the story, they got stuck, quote unquote, in the sand. Those had to be blown up.
Shades of the 1980 hostage rescue mission under Jimmy Carter.
Yes, where it doesn't go well. Mm-hmm. Apparently, according to the story, they send hundreds of special forces deep inside of Iran in order to do the rescue operation. This just sounds so over the top.
Right. And I mean, this doesn't sound like a win to me. It's like, sounds to me like, and also there was a report that five Americans were killed in the rescue operation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, all that's clear is that nothing is clear. We're not being told the truth here. You know, it's like, look, this is not a complicated story. Like, a certain number of planes and a certain number of people died. And, like, what's that number? They're not telling us. These are integers. These are single-digit integers. You should be able to answer these questions. So what really happened? I don't know if we'll ever know. They say that truth is the first casualty of war, right? Skylasky wants to ask, did we really recover both pilots on the downed planes with no losses of American soldiers? Well, we talked about that a little bit.
Yep.
I'm 50% or more convinced that we lost some soldiers in the rest. Yeah.
I think he's just lying. I think so this too. Is just, you know, it looks bad that you... Because let's put it in context, right?
We were told these planes couldn't be shot down. We had total dominance of the skies.
And we were told that Iran no longer had air defense.
Right.
How does that work? Right?
Yeah, that's not possible.
They have air defense. This war is over and all of a sudden this.
Yeah. Like, that's not possible, right? It's like, if anything, Iran, like, I had talked about this earlier, and I think this was borne out to be correct. Iran clearly, they knew that this was going to be like an existential, longer battle, a war than the one a year ago. Right. And they obviously used their shitty missiles up front, and they're improving them as time goes on, which is exactly what you and I would do. You know, it's like, you know, save the best for last. And then also psychologically, right, it's like, oh, shit, this isn't getting easier. This is getting worse for your enemy. So we haven't even seen the hypersonics yet.
By the way, it's what Russia did too. If you remember, they started augmenting their dum-dum bombs with like gliders.
Yeah.
So those bombs could effectively glide further and hit those targets, like as guided bombs. Yeah, Iran did the same. And it's rational. It's like, okay, well, this guy has X amount of air defense. So he has 20 missiles. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if he can shoot down 400. Mm-hmm. Some of them are dummies. Some of them are the dumb missiles. And at some point, when you realize, okay, their air defense system is effectively weakening and giving out, oh, here's a new hypersonic. Here's another missile. It's like you're introducing those things in a way to deplete the capability of the enemy, in this case, their air defense systems. Not to mention the air defense system didn't seem to be all that great anyway. Like, or at the very least, they seem to be diminishing because Iran has been hitting Israel seemingly at will at this point.
Yeah. It's the Ginsu knife strategy, right? Like, but wait, there's more.